talking about the sugya of laziness, Bereshus Rosh Yeshiva. We've been talking about the various challenges that a person has with his midos. There are midos of taiva that are from the yisod of mayim. There are midos of anger from the yisod of fire, right? Midos of arrogance that come from ruach, wind. And then there's what we call yisod ha'afar, basically dirt. There's a part of us that's made of just plain old dirt. And the nekuda over here is that it wants to stay put. It doesn't want to move. There's a part of us that likes to be immobile. Despite all the dreams and all the aspirations that we really, really have, we love also to just be stationary. And it's unbelievable. If someone just moves something a little bit, it just continues. I'm not such a big scientist, but in theory, if you push something and there's nothing to stop it, you just go like this, doop, in outer space or whatever you want to do. With, if you can take an environment without any type of something going against, it just goes forever. Once you start moving, things get going. And this is the nekuda that we're working on, especially at this time, which is incentives. It's an opportunity to move, to force ourselves into motion. And that's the real value of the avoda that we're doing right now, is we're getting moving. And it's not easy. And there's a Rashi, Bilam HaRashan, his amazing nevuah about how much Hashem loves us. He says, Hein am kilavi yakum v'ka'ari yisnasa. We're like a nation that gets up like a lion. Very nice. It sounds very courageous and serious. The problem is the only lions I've seen are in the zoo where they drug them and they just sit there. So I always think of lions as very, very lazy. But I'm told that lions really know what they're doing in the wild. They can go and they can move. Am kilavi yakum. Why are we like a lion? What is this incredible feat that we do? Kishem omdim mishenasim shachris miskabrim kilavi, they get up like a lion. Ukeari lachtoif esa mitzvahs, to grab mitzvahs. Lubush talus likrosh mal aniach tvilin. Can I ask you a question? Isn't this a little bit, like, relax a little bit over here. Isn't this a little bit of an exaggeration? We're like a lion. I mean, we get up every day. Relax. Right? Every one of us like a lion. Roar! Right? The only way to understand this is to see, hear, roar! You have to do that to understand pshat. Hashem looks at us like lions when we get up. This is a little bit exaggerated. You'll excuse me. If you don't understand it this way, you're not understanding what Hashem's saying. Hashem is taking a lion, that wild, the king of the animal kingdom, and he's saying that's what it means to wake up and go to chakras on time. Kriya Shema Tzitzis, that's what it says. And the answer is it's very difficult to get up. It is so difficult. And this morning, I actually, Maisa Shahaya, right, I decided that I need to get up 5 minutes earlier to follow my schedule. This was a big decision. At night, everything's an easy decision, right? Yeah, sure, 5 minutes, right? I get up at that time, right? And I put my alarm clock very far away from me so that this way, if I don't get up, my entire family starts screaming. That's the only way I get up in the morning. So I put it very far away. I run towards my alarm, like a lion, no less, right? And I'm like, no, I don't need 5 minutes. I'm taking a nap, right? These naps are famous, Ramosai, right? These naps are why I end up in Tashinsky's, okay? So then suddenly, as I'm about to hit the pillow, I said, wait a second, this is my opening part of the schmooze today. How am I going to go into a schmooze on Wednesday? And then I got up. Rabosa, I got up. So, Baruch Hashem. But it is hard. It's hard every single day. Every single day. And I found a Maharal, incredible Maharal. This is my understanding of the Maharal. The Maharal talks about, in Nesiv Hazrizus, in Nesiv Asylum, a four-step process of waking up in the morning. Four steps. Now, you might have known this Mishnah, Az Kenomer, Kal Kenesha, Ratz Kitzvi, Gibor Ka'ari, right? You should be like a leopard, an eagle, a deer, a lion. I thought these are all different aspects of our lives, and that's what many Mefarshim say. Says the Maharal, no. Listen to this. The Maharal says there's a four-step wake-up process, okay? And I'm starting to understand Bachrim from this Ma'aral. He says like this. The first thing you're doing in your bed is you're going, I'm not doing this. It's not morning. There's denial. Right? There's denial. He says, Oz Kenomer! You have to go, no, Yetzer Hara, you're wrong. It is morning. It is time to get up. You won't get sick. You won't be terminally ill if you get out of your bed. That's the first step. And then you go, okay, so I'm supposed to get up. So now you think you're going to get up. No, it doesn't work like that. He says, your body just says, yeah, but I'm still staying here. I agree that I'm supposed to get up, but I'm not doing this. You're right. You're right. I'm not doing this. So the next one is Kal Kinesher. You have to get out of bed light, like an eagle, right? So I'd say you're done already. You got out of bed. No, then you're like this. Right? So then he says you have to start moving. That's a Kinesh. Ratz Kitzvi. Right? You start going. And then he says, where are you going? Right? You have to make sure you're going somewhere important. Gibor Ka'ari is to be focused, know exactly what mitzvah you're going to do, and boom! Kill, like a lion. Pounce on it. Four-step process to wake up. And it really is that way. It is so difficult to get into motion. Mamish, four steps. Oz Kenamer, Kal Kenesher, Ratz Kitzvi, Gibor Ka'ari. And a friend of mine, he was teaching in a yeshiva of Bali Tshuva, and a certain Baal Tshuva told him a fascinating thing. He says, you know, I want you to know, I'm a Baal Tshuva now, but if I would have known one thing about Judaism, this one thing, I never would have become a Baal Tshuva. I mean, now I'm here, I'm happy. But if they would have told me this fact, then I would have just forgot the whole thing. What could it have been? What was this great mystery? You know what he said? Goes, if you would have told me that I could never oversleep for the rest of my life, I would have ran away from that yeshiva. Right? You know what that is? It's an Am Kelavi Yakum. It's a really impressive midah. And even we have Goyim who work, but everyone has Saturday and Sunday. They know how to like totally just do absolutely nothing and be Megala who their real Metzias is. But someone with that type of movement to always be on the go, that's the Am Kelavi Yakum. And the truth is, we have to figure out where the shoresh, where the root is of why we don't move. One thing we started talking about last week was having a value of time. We quoted a Vilna Gaon. The Gaon says, the Mishnah doesn't say, Im lo hayoim emasai, if not today, then when? It says, Im lo akshav. If not now, then when? And by the way, I've applied this this week many times. I could not believe how much I got done this week because of last week's shmos. So many times, I was hearing myself going, oh, I have to do this later. Oh, I have to do this later. And I'm like, no, not later. Make the call now. In the middle of preparing the shmos in Beinah Sedarim, I was like, wow, I promised a little child a bar mitzvah gift. I said to him, I'm going to get him this sefer. Like, I didn't take care of that yet. I'm like, but I'm preparing a shmooze. I'm like, Stark, do you want this done? I called the father. I got the name. I wrote the akdash. I said, you can come to the yeshiva to pick it up. Boom, it's done. Had to call this guy from in America, this guy. All of that is akshav. More productive when we're living by the akshav. Laziness is not just being in a bed. It's procrastinating and saying you can afford to lose time. My brother Yehuda from Renana, my older brother, told me something. He said he wants us to make the shmooze. I'm going to tell him to listen to this. But he told me he's having very big problems with his teeth. And he got this really cool electric toothbrush that's got Bluetooth and it's got internet chizuk. It like tells you how you're doing while you're brushing. Like a little to the left, grab that plaque over there. Oh, right there, boom, 10 points. I don't know exactly what it does, but it's like interactive brushing, okay? And he does 2 minutes in the morning and 2 minutes at night. Okay, so he did a cheshbon. He told me he did a cheshbon. He said, if you count how many minutes he brushes his teeth, it comes out to 1,460 minutes a year, which is 24 hours. He says, imagine brushing your teeth for an entire day straight. Right? Your gums would fall off for sure. Right? Unbelievable. 24 hours straight, he brushes his teeth a year. He said, imagine somebody who has a small Seder, a two-minute Seder, a two-minute Seder after Shacharis, a two-minute Seder after Maariv. That equals learning an entire day. But we don't appreciate these moments. You know what that is? 24 hours in a year? And I was trying to do a cheshbon, because one of the major things that I changed in my schedule, I used to be a night person, and then I just stopped being a night person. At a certain point in Kailo, my nose was glued to my Gemara with drool all over the place, you know, way too early at night, and this was not happening anymore. When I was younger, I don't know, things changed. I had to become a morning person, which was a process of a change. Mornings are the best, by the way. When you're older and you have a family, it's quiet for a while. For a while, it's quiet. Anyway, I was doing a cheshbon of what would be if I would get up at 7 in the morning and go to bed at, let's say, 12, which is a very nice day, right? A very nice day. I realized I did a cheshbon of what I would have lost. These are the mesechtas that I would have lost with at least Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and much more, and at least many, and thousands of Rambams. Thousands of Rambams. Erevin, Chagiga, Soita, Krisus, Erchin, Tzmura, and Shvius, from cover to cover. What's Pshat? Time. Every moment we can do, we can become. And it's my favorite part of, no offense to the rest of the day, but I love that part of the day. It's a gewaldige part of the day. And the Gra writes, actually the Gra didn't write, the Gra said is of, which Rav Dessler used to quote, and it's brought in the Sifsei Chaim. Rav Chaim Friedlander brings it. The Gra says the secret to success is one man in the world, you. One daf, the daf you're learning, and 1 hour of time, this hour. That's all that exists. One man, one daf, 1 hour. I was trying to think about this. You can't think about the rest of the Masechta at all? You can't think about... No. You have to think about what you're doing, the richness of what's in front of you. Don't think about Maseches Ksubis. Think about Daftes. Think about what the world of Daftes is. Don't think about Ksubis in 2 hours from now. Think about the richness of what I can understand right now. And that you're the only one who can do this. This is how people become great. By maximizing on the Akshav. Not the Hayoim, Imlo Hayoim Emasai, but Imlo Akshav Emasai. And the truth is, we have a lot of reasons why we can't add more to our schedule or do the proper schedule. And we have a big chiddush from Chazal that these justifications themselves, all the justifications that we have, they actually are the laziness. They are laziness. All the justifications. Says the Mesil Sisharim in Perek Tes. He brings from Dvarim Rabbah. Shiva Dvarim Amar Shlomo Ba'atzel. 7 things about a lazy guy. Amar La'atzel, Erei Rabcha B'yir. Your Rebbe. You know your Rebbe? Your Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael. He came. You haven't been in yeshiva in 5 years. And here he is. He came to America. Rabcha B'yir. I'm worried about the lions on the road. Okay. I guess in those days, right? We're not living in the Amazon. He's in the country. There are lions going through the streets. I'm scared. Good news. He's in your house, your Rebbe. Wow, he came to surprise you. Right? No, because I guess it's in the same house, but he's in another room, and maybe it's an apartment building and the door's locked. He's saying, HaPesach, no, the door's going to be locked. Amrlo Pasuchu, it's open! Go, you rabbi! Okay. Ukishalo Haya Yodea Malahashev, he didn't know what to answer. Omer Lahem Hadelis Psuchan Ula. I don't care if it's open or closed. Mivakish ani odli shomihat. I want to sleep a little more. Now I want to explain the omek of this Mesilsi. The Mesilsi Sharm is explaining the omek, but I want to explain what he's saying. He's talking about justifications. It's not the pshat that this guy really knew that he was lazy. He didn't know he was lazy. He actually thought that he's afraid of lions. Right? He actually thought that he's sleep deprived. He actually thought he was afraid of thugs. He actually thought that his coat isn't warm enough and he's getting another coat from Land's End that's coming from Amazon in 3 days and that will be the perfect time to go outside. He believes all of that. What do? We keep asking him question after question until, buddy, you don't have any more excuses. He goes, wow, okay, I guess I'm just a chiller. I don't have any other explanation for this. But really, beside all justifications that we think are real are coming from a desire to stay immobile, to stay put. All the things we come up with, even our fears. This is a huge, I don't know if they wrote about this in modern psychology, the Mesilsi Sharm is saying even our fears are a function of laziness. Real fears, as the Lashon of the Mesilsi Sharm is, yesh yira v'yesh yira. There are things that you should fear about, and things that are not, that are boogeymans in your life. Ooh, the boogeyman. It doesn't exist. But the chiddush is, it's not that you're just a baby or a little kid. It's that you want to be afraid of the boogeyman because you want to be an underachiever. The Yisrael HaOfer wants excuses of why it's legitimate not to achieve. Not to achieve. And the Medrash, this is remarkable. If you came just for this Yisrael, it's worth it. The Gemara says, where do you learn about zrizus, about moving, about shaking, about not being lazy? From ants. Ants, little ants, okay? That's what the Gemara says. The Medrash, though, really gets into it more. The Pasuk in Mishle, Shlomo Malkarani says, Lechel Nemola Atzel, learn from an ant. Okay, so we'll study ants. Let's see what the Medrash has to say about ants. Ant is Eino Chaya El Shisha Chadashim. It has a 6-month lifespan. Lama She Eino Gidim Batsamas. It doesn't have a bone structure. Eino Chaya El Shisha Chadashim. So it can't really make it that long. Koma Chala Eino Lechito Mechsa. All an ant could fit in its stomach for its whole life is 1 wheat and a half. 1.5 kernels of wheat. Okay. Viholeches Machnesus Bekayetz. Koma Shemotza Chitin Usorin Vadashim. It's constantly carrying things. If you watch these ants, right? They don't stop. They're bringing and bringing and bringing. The Gemara even says they found a boar of Shalosh Meos Kor, a whopping amount that came from just ants from the summer to the winter. Right? Okay. The Lama He Osekein. Why is this ant doing this? She'amra, she says, Shema Yigzor Alaya Kodesh Baruch Hu Chayim. Maybe Hashem will give me more life. Vili muchan lechel, and I'll have what to eat. This is what we're supposed to learn from an ant. If I was talking to an ant, you know, if I could really have a conversation with an ant, I would go, you're an ant! I could squish you on my way home from shul! You're an ant! Right? I'd like put him down. Squish that guy. Right? Whenever I find like those things in my house that filled with ants, they're all gone! I'm like the Rambo of ants. Okay? This ant, he has no matzav. He doesn't need to eat anything, right? One chita. He's busy schlepping and schlepping and schlepping, right? And what's his whole pitch? Maybe I'm going to live a little bit longer. Very nice. Very nice. Why is Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, telling us to learn this? I would tell the ant myself, go to Hawaii for your 6 months. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Chazal are telling us something incredible. Incredible. The way the ant thinks is the exact opposite way that we think. We, if there's any reason in the world for us to chill, then our laziness says, that must be. That's what I, that's got to be it. I have this all the time. I don't know why I still have this. I'm so old, and I'm still making the same foolish mistakes. But every time I listen to a Magid Shir, who sang something incredible, we had Rav Leif here, unbelievable stories, of, like a treasury of Shemesh Chachamim. If I would go through all the things that he said, is amazing. And what do I say during the Shir as I'm sitting there, la-di-da, right? No pen in my hand. I'll remember it. I always say that to myself. I'll remember this, right? Then someone afterwards, I come home, I tell my wife, there was a great speech. What did he say? To be very Jewish. It's important to be Jewish. Right? And this happens to me every time. Why? If we have any tzad that we can rest, we opt for that. Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make this my last day where I don't doesn't pay to do anything. Why should I write notes? I'm not going to read them anyway. The ant has the exact opposite hashkafa. He could be squished. He doesn't need food, right? He's a little wimp. Nothing's going to become of him. 6 months, he goes, maybe I'll have a chance. That's the yisoid of being a go-getter. A go-getter is someone who looks for any minuscule possibility of success and grabs it. And that's what creates successful people. That's what creates successful people, is to have no excuses. No excuses. Anytime we have that minuscule amount, we take it. So let's try to understand, because there's something a little bit deeper over here. Okay, we're lazy. Okay, we don't appreciate the moments in our life. We're very general about it. Okay, we justify ourselves, etc. But how do we change that? So Rabbi Yerucham says something incredible. Rabbi Yerucham asks, we learned last week, we talked about that the malachim are fast. They're not made of Yisoda Afar, the Mesillas Yesharim says. So they go from one side of the world to the next, like lightning speed. He says, what's their secret? So I would say that their secret is that they're not made of Afar, which is what we talked about last week. The Mesillas Yesharim talked about it. He says there's more. There's more. He says the whole idea of a malach, of an angel, is that it has a shlichus. Each malach has its mission, okay? It's a malach on a mission. When you feel you have a mission, you're not lazy. When you feel you're going for something, there's something you're about, that you're doing, that's what gets you going. And he says every malach has that type of perspective, that I am something. I'm here to do something. I don't want to be an underachiever. I don't want to be a loser. I want to make it. I want to be successful. I want to know this Masechta. I want to be able to daven bizman. I want to be able to say Kriya Shema bizman. I want to be a winner. And when a person feels that way, they don't want to be lazy anymore. The laziness falls away because there's so much vision and direction that you're driven to move. You're driven to move. And Rav Volba has an amazing way of pointing this out. In Psachim and Daf Nun, the Gemara says, Yesh Zariz v'Nischar, there are people who are go-getters and they win. And there is Zrizim who lose. And the Gemara is now talking about the opposite of a go-getter. So what's the opposite of a go-getter? I would say an otzel, a lazy person. That's the opposite of a go-getter. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Yesh Shafel v'Nischar. There's a lowly, like a bench warmer, a scrub, who is the opposite of a go-getter. The opposite of a go-getter is a scrub or a bench warmer. A shuffle is like just basically a loser. What's the Gemara saying over here? Rav Volba said that's the pshat. People who are go-getters feel like winners inside. And people who just can afford to sleep, you know why they oversleep? Because they feel they can afford to sleep. And the reason they feel they can afford to sleep is they don't really feel they have that much more important things to contribute, especially not in every second of their day. So they feel like they're just sort of there. And on whatever level they're shiftless, there's atzlus. On whatever level they think they're not going to go on the court, they're going to be a bench warmer. What do I have to stay there and watch my friends play the game? They're going to want to go to sleep. But as much as they believe they're the starting five, then they feel they can't afford to miss. That's the two tzadim over here. And it's not easy. I want to talk about, I saw something amazing. My friend Ellie Netzer, is Ellie Netzer here? Is Ellie here?
Yeah.
Ellie's here. Ellie, I want to talk a little bit about Ellie. And it really represents the achievements of everyone. Ellie showed me, notes are, as you heard, are a sore point of mine. Even though Baruch Hashem, I learned that I have to write up things, and Baruch Hashem, write up Svarim, but still, I'd say most of the things that was Makabel, I wish I knew where they were. It's hard to write. Anyway, Ellie came over to me over time. First, he started writing over Shach V'Tarya, right? Then, over this and that. All of a sudden, he said, I want to start writing notes in Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah. And he just started doing it. And I asked him today before the Shmooze if he's doing it, so that I didn't want to, like, highlight, like, a, you know, something that lasted a week. No, Ellie's still doing it. And this is what happens. And you know what? It burns for us. It burns when my friends succeed. It burns. You know why it burns? Because I know I could succeed too. These are just simple capitalizing on time. The people who are writing bubble letters of their name over and over with like lightning bolts during shiur. Dove, Chaim Dove, right? And they could show you like a Van Gogh of their, and this is what they show you when you get to Shemayim. Like, this is what you did. Bubble letters of your name. Pow, pow, right? But if we just even capitalize on the time, we're there already. But we don't really believe we could have a notebook. You know how good it feels to have a notebook? Revolba said, what's the problem? Why are people depressed today? Because they have nothing to show for themselves. Nothing to show for themselves. Maisa yadayim. Things to point. If you have a notebook, you can go, that was first year. That was second year. That was third year. They're there. The years are with me. Talmudo biyado. But while we're there, we just don't feel like we're that type. We really feel like bench warmers. We really feel that insignificant. And we have to move. We have to push. Like an Ari, it's very difficult. I want to end with an amazing Mishnah. An amazing Mishnah. The Mishnah in the third perek of Avos says, Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanah said that there are certain things that take you out of your world. Take you out. What are these things? Number one, Shena shel Shachris. Sleeping during the morning. Interesting. That's number one. Rashi, the Bartanura, talks about this. There's nothing more gishmak than sleeping in the morning. It's very gishmak. Next one, yayin shel tzaharayim. Drinking in the afternoon. Interesting. Okay. The third one, sichas yiladim. Speaking about little kid stuff, games and narishkeit. And then Yeshivas Bate Kinesia Shalame Aretz, getting together with Amaratzim for no real purpose, for whatever chill it is. Moitzinus Adam in Oilam. What's this Mishnah talking about? There's a Maral over here. Maral says something incredible. The Maral says that there are different avodas that we have. We have the avoda of morning, which is connected to Avram Avinu. We have the avoda of the afternoon, which is connected to Yitzchak Avinu. We have the avoda of nighttime, which is connected Yaakov Avinu. And he says, a person in the morning, like Avraham, used to get up early, ready to go, right? And he says, the Yetzer Hara tries to take away the Avraham from all of us. Say, just sleep through it. Sleep it through. You'll find yourself up at 12, you'll be on time for lunch, don't worry. And he tries to steal your life away from you. He tries to steal your morning hours. Then, in Saharayim, which is the time where he says you're the most alert, you're the most ready to do, to conquer, to do, to action. You get drunk. You lose your senses. Yayin shel Saharayim, you're not clear. At a time when it's so important to be alert, so many major decisions. It's the middle of the day! Look, you have a whole day ahead of you! But he feels he could just afford it. And it's Yayin shel Saharayim. And I couldn't understand the next part of the Maral. The Maral says, okay, Avram was Mesakein Shachris, Yitzchak was Mesakein Mincha. And then I understand, Sleeping in the morning is wasting the time of Avraham. Drinking in the afternoon is wasting Yitzchak's time. Then he says, Sichas Yeladim, this was very hard to understand. He quotes the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said he had Yeladim, the Shiftei Kah. Yaakov had kids. Very difficult to understand what exactly is going on over here. The first two are easy, right? Shachris and Mincha, and Yaakov had kids, so Sichas Yeladim, speaking like little children, that's against Yaakov Avinu. And I saw an amazing thing from the Ramah Mipana, which helped me understand this, and I also spoke to my Rebbeim about this Maral. Between both of those, Bezus Hashem. The Ramah Mipana says something fascinating. He says, at night, why is it Sichas Yeladim? He says, a person comes home to their children at night. And I can tell you, when I was doing a Din V'cheshbon on myself, when I read this Maral, I realized, you know, when you're with kids, you can sometimes lose yourself and start acting like a kid. Right? And of course, that's very important. I asked my mashgiach, sometimes I still do, but I asked my mashgiach, I used to give, you know, breakfast in a Russian accent and balance the milk on my head and all these interesting things. And my mashgiach told me that's very good. He says, that's not leitzanus. Kids are supposed to be happy. Baruch Hashem. But there is a gvul. At a certain point, you become a child. You become a child. I'm not exactly sure when that is. I think I'm way overboard. But there is a gvul. There's a certain time where your kids influence you more than you influence them, which is a fascinating thing that I never thought of bechlal. Yaakov Avinu had Yeladim. He was around youth all the time. He was building the Shiftei Kah. And he raised them up. He didn't get brought down from all the narishkeit of youth, even though they were Shiftei Kah, but they were still young. He was raising them up, and he wasn't letting that matzav bring him down. And this is called capitalizing on our day. Morning, no shena. Afternoon, no drinking. At night, not involved in narishkeit. And then the last one, he says, which it sounds like the Maral holds very, very deep. These four things are connected, the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke. The last one, he says, is more of a global thing, of what you go and enjoy with people. The first three are independent of Otis, but the fourth one is what you enjoy with people. And he says, for people to get together for such narishkeit, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That breeds this type of underachieving. I was thinking about the Siyum HaShas, and it really moved me. What happened with Klal Yisrael, all getting together, not for a tzara, not for a tefillah, not to daven. Of course we daven, but when we daven, we're afraid. If we get together when there's a tzara, it's beautiful, but it's a function of being afraid. But to get together for Simchas HaTorah, I'm telling you that it's something that we can't imagine the Kiddush Hashem. The entire MetLife Stadium was created for a Maimed of Torah. It's a gilui that of what it says in Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, that the theaters are going to turn into Bati Midrashas. That's a gilui in our own days of that. To see that with our own eyes is incredible. And I want you to know, you know, it's amazing. It's not to me, what's impressive is not Balabatim doing Daf Yomi. I think they should do something, so they should do Daf Yomi. It's a good schedule. I had a friend last night who's learning Yom V'Layla, who did a Siyum on Shas with Daf Yomi. That was embarrassing. He told me while he's undoing his tefillin, he had the Gemara in front of him while he's eating breakfast. And it really is not, he went through the entire Shas like that. My son, I couldn't believe it. We showed him a little video of the MetLife, and all of a sudden, you know, he's doing Gemaras after cheder, after yeshiva, when he really should be out for the count. And I told him, I said, I'm not proud of Shas. I don't care if you learn Shas, you don't learn Shas. I'm amazed that you're learning after you're out of yeshiva. You're learning out of yeshiva? Time, Rabosai. Grabbing moments. There's so many people who are sleeping through the morning, who are getting drunk, who are involved with little kids play video games and sports and stupidity. Sichas Yeladim, and they're wasting valuable days, valuable moments of time. They're getting together in the thousands, in the hundreds of thousands, for absolute stupidity. And we should be zoicha to maximize. In lo achshav emasai, we should all become tremendous talmidei chacham and oivdei Hashem. One announcement. Next week we will have a one-time Shovavim Shmuz from 6:15 to 7:15.
It's only going to be one?
I don't know, but it's just waiting to record it.